Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addis, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is December 13th, 2016. It is Tuesday. Greg Hunter will be joining us here in just a few moments. But first, I want to say hello to Alfred.
Hello, Melody.
And gold. You know, gold was up. Gold is always up coming into our markets, but once it hits our markets, they know how to whack it and keep it from going any higher. And of course, everybody is waiting for tomorrow. We might see some negative moves in gold tomorrow, but again, we're still up $100 from a year ago. So gold really hasn't, certainly was much higher. But we'll see what happens after they come out with the announcement of the rate increase, Janet Yellen, tomorrow. But right now, gold is down $330 for gold at $1,159.60. Silver was down 18 cents, broke through that 17 at $16.98. You have platinum up 3 at $938, and you have palladium also up 7 at $732. The USDX today was up 0.12 at 101.05, and crude oil today was down 0.01 at 52.82. And the paper markets today, I'm not sure if we have, nope, I guess he's not on yet. Greg Hunter, I was just checking to see if he was on yet because I've heard a little bit of background noises and I didn't know if that was Greg. But paper markets today were up strong, triple digits to the upside. And you have the Dow up 114 points today, although it's off its big highs on the day, 19,910. The NASDAQ was up 51 points at 5,463, and the S&P was up 14, 2,271. 10-year yield holding 2.48%, Euro 106. And just all eyes are focused on the Trump rally. And there is a lot of, we'll discuss this later on in the week after the interview today with Greg Hunter, Al, but interesting appointments that we're seeing for the Trump administration. You know, you can take them as positive, you can take them as negative. I think we'll just have to wait and see where they actually do fall in the future.
You know what I think might be happening here with these? I mean, this is a long shot and just a peculiar idea that struck me. When I saw they appointed Rick Perry to be...
yeah.
What?
Energy.
Energy.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering, is he appointing Rick Perry to be energy? Is that what this is? Or is he appointing Rick Perry to be his front man for Texas in the 2020 election? Is he putting his candidates, is he putting his cabinet together right now with an eye to laying a foundation for running for re-election in 2020?
I don't think so. He didn't need Perry for this election. I'll
see. He didn't need him for Secretary of the Energy either. I mean, he might as well appoint George W. Bush.
No, I do think energy is very important, and I think
that's
why the Secretary...
But I'm not sure Perry's up to the job.
Well...
He may be a good politician, but he doesn't strike me as a master of...
Yeah, but you have to look at the amount of oil.
Texas
is
a lot of
energy
down there.
And that's the connection.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Know, I don't think it has anything to do
probably,
with the...
Probably so, but still, I just can't help wondering.
Nah.
If you looked at the political, how these guys were dispersed, is he laying a foundation for 2020?
I don't think Trump will run for another 4 years. I think this is going to be a 4-year term for Mr. Trump. Not to say that because he's going to do a bad job, he won't want it. I think this is going to be a 4-year term for him. And
then turn it over to Ivanka?
I don't think it would be Ivanka. I don't think she, I don't know if she can be president, but,
she's got a birth certificate.
Well, she does, but she's...
Even if she didn't, she could make one. Obama did.
Yeah, but I don't know
I'm just joking about Ivanka. I'm not serious about that exactly, but nothing would surprise me.
I don't know how her faith would allow her, you know, to be, but... What I thought was interesting is Kissinger, I saw a comment from Kissinger. We know he's already seen Mr. Trump three times in the past year, twice since he's been elected, and I think once prior to, I believe. And he does say, hey, give Trump a chance.
All we are saying is give Trump a chance.
But he said something here about Trump, about give him a chance to do his own world. Give Trump's world order a chance. And, you know, it kind of disturbed me of how he phrased that. Give Trump's world order a chance. So, I don't know. We'll see. And I think we also see that Greg Hunter is on the line now from USAWatchdog.com. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Mr. Hunter.
Hello, Greg.
Good to see you.
It's great.
Good to talk to you. How you guys doing?
Can't complain?
No.
Do you take complaints?
I get a lot of complaints, but, you know, I don't know. I don't get that many, really. I get some, you know. But, we live in interesting times, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they're accelerating. Not just interesting, but accelerating. I mean, it's going faster and faster and faster. It's all you can do to hang on and try to understand what's happening, because you can't rely on presumptions and premises you had just a couple of months ago.
Nope.
You can't depend on them right now. You don't know for a fact that this is it was gospel back 60 days ago. Right now, maybe not. We'll watch and see.
Well, the mainstream media is completely, you know, they are doubling down on the outrageous lies and fake news that they created. I mean, they tried to create a fake narrative. Remember, 100 newspapers, Hillary's in, she's in, we're endorsing her, and all the, 25 or 6 times, according to, I think, Breitbart said that, oh, Hillary, there's no way Trump can win. A total false narrative. And then you hear, you know, I can't even believe this, because, you know, what I don't like about the mainstream press, they never criticize one another. They don't often criticize one another. And when I hear this, how did they get it so wrong? Because they meant to. Yeah. It was a psyop.
What's the difference between fake news and propaganda?
They're the same, man. I'm telling you, the mainstream press is propaganda. And let me. I did this on my site. I looked up the Merriam-Webster's definition of information, especially of a biased or misleading nature. You think the MSM did that? Used to promote a publicized or a particular political cause or point of view. Do you think the mainstream media did that? That's the definition of propaganda. And now you have the even the President of the United States. There is no evidence that Russia hacked the DNC or Podesta, but yet the CIA says so. And so here's the upside for that. There is no way you can have this both ways. In other words, all these emails with John Podesta and Pizzagate and Hillary Clinton and all this collusion with the mainstream press, then they are all real. And they're not fake. Besides that, emails come with metadata that shows exactly where they came from. But, you know, the FBI says there's no data. Other intelligence agencies say there is no information. Even the president is out today saying we really don't have any evidence that Russia did this. So you're going to say that Russia hacked everything in the government and you're incompetent? And besides that, here's the other thing. So we're not supposed to, no matter who put this information out, I think it was leaks. So all this dreadful stuff by Hillary Clinton, you know, she has a public and a private perception, you know, what she tells people in the public and what she tells people in private, and all this stuff that has come out. You mean we're not supposed to know how, you know, truly evil these people are? So, the Russia hacked. They didn't say they made it up. They said they hacked. It leaked. These are leaks. These came from, you know, we have this huge division in the intelligence community. Let me hearken back. I believe it was either earlier this year or late last year. You can Google this, and nobody in the mainstream press covered this. I mean, not that I know of. And I pretty much cover the media. I didn't see this covered anywhere. It was Seymour Hersh, premier investigative journalist, and take this in, he basically broke a story and had documentation about how the Pentagon was assisting the Assad regime against the CIA ISIS rebels. So let's just call them what they are. There's no Free Syrian Army. That's total BS. It's ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Maybe at one time there's a Free Syrian Army, but, you know, ISIS was killing Al-Qaeda because they weren't crazy enough, weren't radical enough. There is no Free Syrian Army. It's ISIS. And the Pentagon, take this in, according to Seymour Hersh and his documentation, was working and helping the Assad regime and the Russians against the CIA and ISIS. Now, that to me tells me a huge ongoing, were these guys kiss and make up? I mean, the Pentagon working against CIA, you think they all made up? Think everything's okay?
No, there'll be some grudges that sit there for years.
Well, you think these emails got leaked out by the counter coup? What's his name? Pizniak, saying that this was a counter coup? It was a counter coup, folks. This was our own people leaking out this dreadful stuff on Hillary. And I think there was massive voter fraud, although I can't prove it. There's no, they keep telling by the, you know, they give driver's licenses out in California. All those, they don't check them.
With illegal aliens.
Yeah. Oh God. Yes. Yes. I think millions of illegal votes were voted. What did the Pew Research say? I'm going to give you some sourcing on this. They said, what was it? 24 million are so seriously corrupted they shouldn't be voting, or they're seriously corrupt. They ought to be all registered. They had, you know, a couple of million dead people. People voted. A couple of million voted in two different states. Come on. And then you had the President of the United States. What did he say just before the election? Yeah, encourage legal immigrants to vote. You know, when you vote, you're a citizen yourself. We won't come after you. This is what Obama said. When you vote, you're a citizen. Oh, you just have to vote to be a citizen. Oh, there's no election fraud. There's no voter fraud. Oh, no. Even though Project Veritas showed it. So we're back to they're doing anything and everything they can do to try to disqualify Donald Trump, to try to overturn an election. Oh, she won she won the popular vote. Yeah, if you count the fraud, I think that when Trump does take office, there'll be a real big push on the illegal immigration and the voter fraud and the election fraud and all that. I think that's going to happen. I really do. And Trump's not going to tell you what he's going to do. Remember, this is his hallmark, right? What do you say over and over again? I'm not going to give my what I'm going to tell people what I'm going to do before I do it. I'm not going to do that. Stupid. He's right. It is.
Yes, it is stupid. Gives them a chance to set up their defenses.
And I think him saying that about Hillary Clinton, I don't, you know, listen, I had a talk with a good friend of mine. I don't want to give his name because he's coming up with something. He's been a former guest on the show. He's actually a good friend of mine. And I think what Trump is saying, and I'll get to by what he said, what our conversation got down to. I think what Trump is saying about, I'm not going to, go after Hillary Clinton. You know what? I don't know what he may not, but Jeff Sessions may. And I think Trump is going to have to come out firing fastballs and indicting people. Because if he doesn't, he'll just leave his operatives out there to constantly attack him. He's going to have to go on the offense.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to have to, and but let me tell you, Hillary Clinton is in a terrible, she's desperate. She's desperate because they gave her all this billions of dollars at this global charity fraud. It's so funny. You know, Woodward and Bernstein are all worried about Trump. You guys passed on a multiple servers used to cover, because now we know it wasn't because she just wanted a few devices. The FBI affirmed that. Multiple servers to take treasonous bribes in the form of quote-unquote donations to a global charity fraud, and Woodward and Bernstein don't think that's a story? Yeah, give back your Pulitzer. You're a couple of hacks.
A couple of people should be handing back their Nobel Prize also.
Yes, they should. He had 20 people trying to dig up dirt on Trump.
President.
That was a failure. But nobody working on the global charity fraud, that they should just simply go up to the Clintons and say, prove, because it's a whole different a whole different thing to prove paid to play, bribery, than it is that your charity, okay, good, prove it. The onus is on you to prove your charity is not fraudulent. And it surely is fraudulent, in my humble opinion. And also Charles Ortel said, it's a global charity fraud, period, the end. They can't prove the money's going where it's going. They can't do it.
Hillary's performance.
Obama having a conversing with Hillary from the very beginning on HRC, whatever it is, .com, from the very beginning with his own private email outside of government communications. That's not a story. Washington Post, New York Times.
Well, if a tree falls in the forest and the New York Times doesn't report it, did it make a sound?
Well, and then who did the New York Times just hire? This is they're doubling down. It's like they don't give a crap about making money. They will just put themselves out of business, which is maybe that's what they're what the whole thing is, a big giant sham, disinformation, psyop. They don't care about the about making money. And I want to tell you that. Let me finish this one thought about that. So I think Trump is going to go after people. He has to. He won't survive if he lets them constantly attack him and lob stuff. He's going to have to go on the attack. He's going to fire every U.S. attorney just the way Clinton did in 92. Going to fire every damn one in 93. Going to fire everyone. Going to fire everyone. Poof. He's going to clean house at the Justice Department. Clean house. All these Democrats, bye-bye. Poof. Gone. See ya. You're gone. I'm telling you, he's going to indict people. People are going to get indicted. If I was the Attorney General, what's her name? I'd be freaking out. That's why they're all Lynch. Freaking out. These people are freaking out. That's why the Jill Stein recount. That's why I think Hillary Clinton was behind it. She conceded, but no, not really. Now we're into the Russian hacking, which is more total bullshit. It's embarrassing for the CIA.
Let me ask you something about the Russian hacking. If the Russians really hacked into the election and they caused and they were able to influence the election, is that a black mark on Russia or is it a black mark on the United States being unable to defend its own election technology against foreign interference?
Today, saying that he doesn't have any evidence, right? He doesn't have any evidence. This is a damn if you do, damn if you don't. And it would be different if they said Russia put out fake emails, and we tracked them back. They're totally fraudulent. They're totally fraudulent about John Podesta and Pizzagate and talking about child pedophilia. They're totally fraudulent about the collusion with the mainstream press. Totally fraudulent. There's not a shred of truth to it. No! They're not saying that. They didn't say that. They're not fraudulent. The CIA is confirming they're not fraudulent, but they can't confirm that Russian leaked them because they didn't. That's why.
I'll tell you what, let's hold off right there. We'll get back and we'll talk more about mainstream media in a moment on financial survival. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom, and our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk. I'm here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Some of the best interviews, video interviews available on the internet. Matter of fact, let me see if I can pull one of them up here that I wanted to talk. You'd interviewed Jim Sinclair just in the last 10 days or so. I saw the interview, and I actually thought it was one of the best interviews I've ever seen. In part because I didn't think... I've listened to Jim Sinclair talk in the past. And I had the impression, and I haven't heard every interview he's done, and this is a subjective idea, but I had the impression that he always kept a few secrets. He didn't tell you everything he knew. I had the impression that in the interview with you a week or 10 days ago, that he was letting it all hang out and he was telling as much truth as he could fit into that one-hour program. Do you think that impression, my impression, is mistaken? It's just subjective and, you know, a little bit goofy? Or do you think, or were you a little bit surprised by the interview yourself?
I was surprised that he's come to a sweeping conclusion. And the sweeping conclusion is that it's the fix is going to only happen when it blows.
I agree.
Yep. And the other thing that I wanted to kind of, I haven't talked about this with anybody else. And I think this is all the whole part of the mainstream media and all the whole thing. I mean, they're doing crazy shit like hiring Glenn Thrush, you know, the Politico guy that called himself a hack, showing his scripts to the Clintons and to John Podesta and getting approval for what he was saying. I mean, nobody in journalism, that guy should have been fired at Politico, never hired at the New York Times. And this is the whole PSYOP, New York Times, we're going to report without fear or favor. Remember that? Oh, we're going to report fairly. We reported on the candidates fairly. They lost so many subscriptions. Now they're saying they got all these subscriptions. I total lie. I think it's a total lie. Total PSYOP. But I think that's what all this is a total PSYOP. And what I think what Jim Sinclair came to the realization was they are going to control this until they can't.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I
and
agree.
Why, though? My question is, why are they doing this? Why has an adult in the room stepped up and said, we got to fix this. This has got to get fixed. This can't go on. And they know it can't go on. Mm-hmm. They're as smart as me or got way more information than I do. And so my question has been turning to the point, why are they propelling and perpetuating and pretend and extend? They know it's not a fix. They know it will at some point go crazy. And it may not go crazy at a time of their choosing. It's so off kilter. I mean, you know, it's like flying an airplane. It's like flying an airplane and you know you're leaking fuel. Okay? You know the damn thing's going to go down. But you're going to switch fuel from one tank to the other, and you're going to, you know, slow your airspeed down and maybe drop altitude, and you're going to keep that thing going. You'd look for a place to crash land it at some point. Not fly it into the ocean or into the side of a mountain or, you know, or into a swamp or into some, you know, you wouldn't just fly it until it just crashed. You would, at some point, try to land it where you do the least amount of damage to yourself and everybody else. And so my question is, why are they, what are they looking? They're going to crash. We know that. What is going to be the trigger? And I think they're going to trigger it. What is going to be the trigger? You know, why are they finished with all their preparations? Is it going to be Nibiru or a pole shift? I mean, there's some crazy stuff by the U.S. Navy about how the shoreline is going to change all over the planet. You know, what is that? Is that what they're doing? Is it? This is from the U.S. Navy, so I don't think I'm crazy. This is an actual U.S. Navy information that talks about all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, where the Mississippi becomes, you know, 50 miles wide all the way up to the Great Lakes. And what you have is basically an island on the East Coast, a giant, like, island. On the West, you have severe, you know, damage to all the coastlines around the world, actually. And Europe ends up to be, you know, a bunch of islands. Anyway, but what are they? So my question is, what are they? Why are they doing this? Why have they not gone for a fix?
I think one of the reasons may be that they're not riding on the same plane that you and I are. They may be controlling the plane as if it were a drone loaded up with people like you and me and Melody, and if it crashes, we are in big trouble. But I think they're living up in a castle high in the mountains someplace, and they can look over the situation, and they've got plenty of food and water and whatever else they need, and they think they'll be able to get by.
But my question is, what are they? They have a plan. The plan is only to extend it.
Okay,
that's something else that I got out of the Jim Sinclair interview. There's no plan to fix it. There is no fix. The fix is we're going to contort it and distort it and everything everything there can be. Greg Mannarino said something really important. He talked about this idea about you can't have gold and silver, you know, real money competing in store of wealth, competing with fake money and fake store of wealth. You can't have that. You cannot have that. And I'm doing Mike Maloney. He's going to be up, you know, tomorrow, tonight after midnight, Mike Maloney at goldsilver.com. And he kind of said the same thing. And but my question then has become, boy, this must be damned ominous. Something huge is coming for them to completely retard the law of nature and completely, you know, throw caution to the wind.
Well, you know, one of the things that occurs to me, the fiat monetary system is not self-healing. I think I'm beginning to think that if you have a crash, you have a problem. When you have real money, gold and silver, there's still a level of objectivity and of truth, of reality, and the system can heal itself. I'm beginning to wonder, can the fiat monetary system, can it heal itself? I don't think it can. You start on this trajectory and you're headed for, you know, darn nation.
Well, they didn't. What really worries me is that there's no fix. They know this. Why then? What are they trying to fly to? What are they trying to get to? Because they didn't want to fix it. They're not going to fix it. The fix is going to be a complete and total meltdown. And that's what Jim Sinclair was referring to. And anybody thinking, well, you know, I bought here and it's going to go down there, it doesn't make any damn difference. You know, it's not a trade. It really is not a trade. You know, I've had this for 5 years. Yep.
No, people are going to die.
The other guys on the other end, this gold and silver is being bought by somebody.
People are going to die. And not just a handful. We could see, if this situation goes as bad as it might, and the worst case scenario is always the least likely, but just the same, if it begins to approach a worst case scenario, there's going to probably be millions of people dying around the world. Might not happen. We may not see that much death in this country, but you go to some country like Egypt, for example, I mean, what are they going to do?
They can't
feed themselves right now.
Well, here's the other thing. I get a lot of email from people that I don't really put on the air, and they write me things, and they write me things, and they are sometimes they're very high level people. And one of the guys that wrote me, and I'm not really clear to give his name, does electronic payment systems in Canada. And he writes me and says, you know, I've been studying this for a while, and he and I do electronic payment systems, and I mean for big companies like Costco and companies in Canada, Drug Mart, other, you know, and integrating these retail supply chain payment systems, and it is a huge undertaking. And he started saying, if we had something like we introduced another currency like the SDR, it would take not just weeks, not just months, it may take years. And if you had a paper component of that, I know everybody wants to go to a to digital money. He said, but if you had a paper component, you'd have to have two cash drawers. How would you collect sales tax at 7%? Would you round everything up to the nearest dollar or SDR? He said, this may take a couple of years. Everything, the payment system would absolutely freeze in the world. Now you think about that.
No, I'm thinking about it right now, and that's really an extraordinary admission, an extraordinary observation.
Remember how I said that
it isn't going to be just flip a light switch and everything's, we're going to change from green money to red money. It isn't that way. This is going to be a problem that will be insurmountable.
I think it's going to be that. And most people are, they don't have a week's worth of groceries. Cash will work really good for a while. They don't have any damn cash. I see people go up there, they'll buy a $2 cup of coffee with a damn credit card. It's stupid. A debit card, really. They're worse than that. Stupid. I mean, I just think stupid. And I think that this is going to be an extinction level event.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be.
And I don't know if gold and silver is the most important thing. I think food and water would be the most important thing. I think second to that would be lead and something I could throw it. The thing that really, really takes me back and strikes me is that this is, even Jim Rickard says, we're going to have weeks, probably months, of a new system coming online. And there's just going to be mass, panic, mass robbery, mass fraud. I mean, that's if we don't get hit by some pole shift or Nibiru, or if you believe any of that stuff or you don't. They said it was going to be 2015, 2016, 2017. I don't. But, the Navy does have a map drawn up which shows, a big swath of water going up through the New Madrid Fault. The biggest earthquake that ever happened was in Missouri. In the United States in the 1830s, because nobody was living there, it rerouted 100 miles of the Mississippi River. The New Madras earthquake.
The only way we can have the water pouring up the Mississippi to where it becomes hundreds of miles wide or whatever, one of the poles, both of the poles have to melt. Where's the water coming from? I mean, you're talking about something causing...
A pole shift, I don't know.
Well, maybe pole shift. I don't know, but I'm still saying you can't just. There's only so much water here, and something's got to make it go up. And the only thing that could make it go up that fast, something's got to melt the Antarctic and/or the Arctic in order to supply, get rid of the ice, turn it into water, make enough water to increase the volume that it could flood up the Mississippi. I don't see that happening as an overnight situation. I'm not denying that it can happen. I'm just saying. That doesn't strike me as a single, even if the poles shifted, I don't see it melting overnight. I don't see the Antarctic melting overnight.
I'll tell you what about the Navy. How the Navy comes up with this, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't. I have no idea how the Navy comes up with this map. This is a fairly, if you Navy map of the world. Also, James Michael Scallion has his own map. He's a psychic. But the Navy, they're not a bunch of psychics. They're coming up with this by some other...
What's the time frame on it, though?
Don't know. I do not know. And that's why I was bringing you back to this whole thing of why are they doing this gross fraud and negligence and manipulation interventions. There is no fix. They know it can't be fixed. They know at some point it blows. The bond market is, over the last couple of days, it hit, 2.51. And, they're lying in the media. I mean, they hired the guy that called himself a hack. They hired Glenn Thrush, who the New York Times says he's a premier political journalist. Really? He called himself a hack for giving script approval to people at the Clinton Foundation. I mean, it's like they don't care whether they make money. They don't care what they look like. They don't care what the economy does. They don't care what the real economy does. They lie. They misinform. It's what is the end game? What are they trying to get to before it blows? Why are they extending this? And that's my big question. I don't know what it is.
You know, one of the things is I think we are so caught up in right now the moment. Things are moving so fast. We get caught. What's happening right now? What's the news? 5 minutes later, what's the news? What's the news? What's the news? We lose our focus on longer term events, perhaps.
And that's exactly and if we do that, what I was it doesn't trying matter. To say, Al.
It doesn't matter if people have a low. I can do a terrible job. And it doesn't matter because tomorrow's another job. And another one the day after that, and another one the day after that. I can engage in fraud. I can perhaps engage in murder. And everyone is so focused on the moment that they forget what you did a week ago, a month ago. And maybe that explains the man you're talking about. He's just all in the now. He can do all kinds of fraudulent acts. It doesn't matter. Public forgets because everybody's tied up in what's happening right this minute. Do you think that makes any sense, or is that just improbable?
I think there's a bigger plan. I don't think it's that.
Yes.
I think there's a bigger plan because I'm thinking about this system. Somebody is running this system. And you wouldn't run her, and there has been no fix. There is no. All I've heard is Christine Lagarde is on trial right now for some dastardly thing, allegedly that she did. So I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to get to. I know they're trying to get to something because there is no fix. You wouldn't. Any reasonable person would say, "Okay, we got a problem with debt. Let's fix it." Instead, we supercharge the debt, and we make it worse. We make it even more infixable than it was before.
You know that the debt can't be fixed because one man's asset is another man's debt, and vice versa. One man's debt is another man's asset.
That's where I wanted to tell you.
Cancel $20 trillion worth of debt, the national debt, and you also wipe out $20 trillion worth of bonds that are in pension funds right now and in bank vaults and whatever. We can't stand the loss of $20 trillion in pepper date. We can't pay the debt and we can't cancel it. What are we going to do with it?
We can cancel it.
How?
We can cancel it.
You can't cancel the debt without canceling the correlative bonds.
Yes,
they become
can.
Worthless. You cancel the debt, the bonds become worthless.
Correct. And that's what Trump hinted at early on in his campaign, a debt reorganization. He stopped. He e-snaped that. He stopped that. And we've been told, and I'll tell you this again, we've been told that debt is money and debt is an asset. We're going to find out in spectacular fashion that it's not true. Do you know that in the last few months, 100 Dallas police officers have quit and taken their money.
Yeah.
And they froze it.
That's just the tip of the pension iceberg. That debt is not going to be paid.
Yeah, no.
People like New York and Chicago cities like New York City and Chicago and L.A. and all with these huge pensions and the same correlating states and any of these states that have all this debt, I'm telling you that there is going to be a jubilee and it is not going to be pretty.
It's not going to be a fun jubilee. It's going to be more like a bloody jubilee. But right now we have to break and take a couple of commercials.
Okay.
Melody and I will be back on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter, from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Adask here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We were talking a little bit earlier about the Trump effect, the Trump rally. Do you think it's a result? In fact, you interviewed Gregory Marinaro.
Marinaro, sorry. That's funny.
All right. My mistake. But he said something about what's happening. Our markets are trying to objectively price in a new president. Is the Trump rally really trying to price in a new president? Is that what's happening in the markets?
Or is this an
almost unprecedented example of irrational exuberance?
Here's my take on that, and this is the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is the debt.
Oh, yeah.
We got it. We got to do something with it. If we try to pay it off, that's going to be that's going to be tough.
Can't happen.
The 10-year yield, as we sit and talk, is at 2.473. So it's almost at 2.5%. You're only, 22 basis points away from, 2.5%. And so, I think that Trump is going to have inflation. He can't have deflation. He has to have inflation. Mm-hmm. And he may have powerful inflation, but to offset that, maybe he'll have powerful deflation. If the bond market starts selling, if everybody starts feeling like, oh my God, I need to get my money out of the stock markets. I need to sell. They're going to have to liquefy that debt. Are they going to liquefy it all? Is it going to have that kind of massive inflation? Trump talked about reorganizing the debt. Remember, Trump is filed for bankruptcy, and he understands it. And, in order to get out from under the massive costs that we have, we're going to get our economy going long before they will over in Europe, maybe he defaults on the debt. Maybe we don't need full faith and credit of the U.S. People, no, they can't do it. He's talked about this. I mean, I read some op-ed piece. Who was it? Somebody, one of the commenters, and I took away this: the biggest wild card in the Trump cabinet is Trump, and it is.
Yeah.
He's not going to tell you what he's going to do. He stopped talking about reorganizing the debt. I think he would try to push the inflation unbelievably and push the deflation. But if he pushes the inflation and he tries to finance that, the big $1 trillion expense program and bigger military and all that, if he tries to do that, I mean, he might shoot interest rates to, double, triple. Who knows what it would be. Then again, he might just say, we're not going to pay all this. That's no good. That debt's gone. I don't know exactly how it's going to unfold, but the debt is there, and that is the biggest bubble in history of the world, and all sovereign debt. We took 2008 was a corporate problem, and we made it a sovereign problem. You got the ECB taking action. You had the Federal Reserve taking action. You have the Bank of Japan taking action. You have the People's Bank of China taking action. Every central bank now is involved in destroying their own bonds and their own currency. This is unprecedented in the history of the world. How is Trump going to deal with that? And that's the biggest question. How is Trump going to deal with the debt? I suspect he won't just press only the inflation button. He'll press the deflation button and say that some of that stuff's not going to be payable. We're just not going to pay it. I don't know.
Well, they are caught between the rock and the hard place. Again, from my perspective, the debt is too great to be repaid. And on the other hand, if you cancel the debt, you wipe out the correlative debt instruments like United States Treasury.
You can't have
if
it both
we cancel
ways,
$20
Albert.
Trillion dollars in U.S. national debt, we cancel $20 trillion
ways.
In U.S. Treasuries.
You cannot add. That's what we've been trying to have it both ways, and we're not going to have it both ways.
We can't.
Or
we can't. The only thing we can look at is a collapse. This is in line with what I think I heard you say about Jim Sinclair. There's only one way out of this, and this is a terrible collapse where the debt is wiped out, and that's going to leave a bunch of people impoverished.
Or it is not. Only two things happen to debt. Only two. There's only two choices. It is repaid and it is not. Now listen to what you just said, that we can't pay the debt. Yes, that means kind of live the charade where we can pay the debt is a charade. We can't pay the debt. We know we can't pay the debt. At some point when everybody wakes up and goes, oh my God, America will never pay that debt, that's when the proverbial poop hits the fan. Because we can't pay this debt. That's really what we're really talking about. And you just said it. Yeah. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, we can't pay the debt, but we can't cancel it either. It's going to cancel it one way or the other.
We can't cancel it painlessly. We can't cancel it without incredible adverse consequences.
The debt is going to be resolved in one of two ways. It all gets paid back in real dollars. So we know that can't happen.
Or it
gets defaulted on. And which way do we do with that? Do we print some money and pick some winners? Do we print no money and just say it's all no good? Or do we do a combination of both? I suspect it'll be a combination of inflation and deflation at the same time.
It'll be some of the fastest talking politicians the world's ever seen as they try to explain how they got us into this mess in the first place. And how they got it in was giving up gold and silver and putting us on a fiat currency. That's what laid the foundation.
We all know that. And that's why they're suppressing the prices, because you can't have real money competing with fake money. And you can't have, you can take a look at like silver is the currency and gold is the bond. Okay? And the dollar is the currency and the treasuries is the bond. And you can't have real currency and real stores of wealth competing with fake currency and fake stores of wealth. But I'm telling you, that is the real elephant in the room. That is that you cannot get a. And if you have this simple axiom, this very simple, I like to break things down in simple terms because I'm not that smart. Debt is either repaid or it is not. Are we going to repay this debt? And most people are going to go, no. Oh, do you think you owe any of this? Oh, no, I don't owe any of this debt. Yes, you do. And that's the
you know what they've done
the
to deal with
and who's
this?
Going to run to the door first and go sell? I'm going to try to get my money first. And how many people can get their money first? And how many people are they going to cash out before the whole war? You can't stop something that big. You can't hide something that big.
Oh, it's astonishing to me. You have to give the devil his due because the world has been deceived in a way that not one man in 1,000 and maybe a million really understands.
Well, thank you, mainstream media. Thank you, CNBC. Thank you, Fox Business.
Yeah.
Thank you, the New York Times and Deal Book. And thank you, Washington Times, Washington Post. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for not really understanding what is really going on is a deal for the debt. I think they're scared shitless. Excuse me. I don't mean to cuss. They're scared to death that Trump's going to have to, A, prosecute their asses, and, B, the gravy train's going to be over. And over abruptly before they can get the cover, and this is why they're trying to do everything they can to delegitimize Trump. Nancy Pelosi's daughter supposedly trying to lead the charge against the Electoral College. Where you don't vote for Donald Trump. Hillary won the popular vote. And that's total bullshit. And but it comes down to that. I mean, it comes down to why do you think Obama? Why do you think Trump is putting all these generals in power? He's getting ready to go to war.
Yep.
And the war isn't externally, it's internally.
Yep.
You think Trump anticipates martial law here within the United States of America?
Caused by the Nazis, and that's the Democrats. Those are the Nazis.
Hard to believe.
When he has signed
hard
the general, when
that
he has signed
Democrats
the general,
are
when
become
he
the
has
Nazis.
Signed the general to the Homeland Security, that was what gave it all away.
Well, Jay Johnson is a Muslims can just walk across the border. They don't prosecute any of them. You remember, you have a, if you think the government is cohesive, look no further. Let's go back to the Seymour Hersh thing. Look at what's going on now. You got the FBI saying, no, that's not true. No, Russians didn't hack us. You have other people in the intel community leaking documents. This came out with other, and I've even heard that on Fox Business, that these leaks, that these were not hacks, they were leaks. I heard that on Fox, on mainline television. And so, do you think we have a cohesive government structure going on? Why do you think Obama's getting all these damn immigrants in here? Are they all just immigrants, or are they part of his army? Are they part of the people he's going to try to do foment a revolution?
Well, not only foment a revolution, if you're living next door to an illegal alien, before you're done, you're going to have more reason to fight with him than you are with the President of the United States. He can plant these people in this country, and it will divert attention.
What do you think he's
from
done with
the
all
government.
These
you worry more about who's in your
children.
Neighborhood than you do about who's in Washington, and that's
unfortunate.
What
do you think he's done with all these alien children? They're not children. 70%, according to one report, are adults. What do you think he's doing? I mean, this is some evil backroom, dark room
stuff.
This is
an attempt to destroy this country. This is treason. This is just
ding,
a little
ding, ding.
Political
you
difference.
You got it. What do
this
you think Hillary Clinton? Why
did
he give a shit about? I'm really getting nasty. Why didn't he care about Hillary Clinton? He was conversing with her from the very beginning. He knew she was taking bribes from foreign countries. Why didn't he stop her from the very beginning? Because they're on the same team.
Yeah, I know.
They want to take the country down, and she knows. Listen. And I've said this, I don't know if I've said this before here, but I said it on my weekly news wrap-up, and I think, listen, her shelf life is just about expired. She took billions of dollars on the come that she was going to be the next president of the United States. She didn't make it. She's in this last-ditch effort to try to get the Electoral College, and the Russians hacked us, and Trump's illegitimate, and she won the popular vote. That ain't going to work either. And when the realization comes, when Trump puts his hand on the Bible, and no, it will not be a Quran or a Constitution, or it'll be a Bible. When he puts his hand on the Bible and gets sworn in on January 20th, her expiration date, she is going to be, that is her actual expiration date. Now, people say, oh, she knows where all the bodies are buried. Whoa! Listen, you don't think that people in Washington know he's going to have to go on the offensive. What's the first thing you can do if you were to really stop an investigation? Well, the person that you're going to be the source of the investigation, you know, ceases breathing.
Well, there's a flip side on it, too. What if you cut a deal with that person and you said, you blow the whistle on the rest of these people, and we'll let you go?
Ding, ding, ding! Oh, and by the way, Madam former secretary, never going to be president, you mess with us and we'll throw that daughter of yours in jail, too, because she's running that global charity scam. You think they don't have some leverage on her?
Yeah.
This is some dangerous, crazy stuff that's coming down the pipe. I'm hoping Donald Trump can get inaugurated, and that we don't have some false flag or some, you know, craziness where they threaten all the Electoral College members, where the FBI ought to be involved in all that. Anybody that gets threatened ought to be there to chase down every threat and arrest them. So we're in some serious troubled times, and I think there's getting ready to be a form of civil war going on, and there's one going on right now with this whole coup and counter coup and leaks, and didn't come from the Russians. John McCain knows full well it didn't come from the Russians. Lindsey Graham, these are a bunch of dupes that got failed presidential candidates that couldn't win 2% in their own vote. Lindsey Graham, I don't know how he's even a senator, but they know that this wasn't Russian. Why are they doing this? I don't know, but I think it'll all be. This is all part of the prelude to a civil war, and I don't mean like the North and the South. I mean a overt and covert war. in the government. And I think they realize that Donald Trump is going to have to go to war to survive. He won't be able to passively allow these entities to keep taking pot shots at him and to keep trying to undermine him. He's going to have to go to war. And maybe not war like, the divided lines and house-to-house fighting and whatever that, but there's going to be a war going on.
Well, we see evidence of that already in the election. We had Democrats that were intentionally causing violence at Trump demonstrations, meetings. There is real war. A kind of war has already begun here.
That's correct. And so back to your question. So the idea of holding, something in part of your portfolio, and I think a car title and a good working car, and a home title, a clear, food and water and stuff you need to make it that you could last, for a major disruption. Hyperinflation and terrible economic times are what gave rise to Hitler. Remember him?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That Hitler would have never been around if it wasn't for him. Castro. These are all things that happen when people just want. I'll just do whatever I can to, so I can eat and I can go to work, and so I,
We're going to have to let it go at that point. But Greg, your prediction of real internal war within the United States. Quite extraordinary and thought-provoking. Why don't you give people 10 seconds of how to get to USAWatchdog.com.
USAWatchdog.com, that's it. You can Google Greg Hunter, and you'll end up finding me. USAWatchdog.com, I post three times a week. People, you should post every day. I don't have a staff for that. I have all I can do to get what I get on the air, and I don't do, I'll tell you what, you guys, I don't do many interviews, and I don't want to. And I do you guys, and I don't do many other people. I have people want me to come on.
We don't invite many other guests either.
Well,
so it kind of averages out there a little bit. But we have to let it go. We're out of time. I'm Alfred Adask here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Greg Hunter, and Todd, the producer. Bye-bye.